How's it, aloha? Welcome to episode number 19 of Spiritual Kind Things. My name is K. Ha'opolo, certified metaphysical practitioner. And sorry, I'm watching my snails interact with each other. They're so gross, but like interesting. It's like, I feel like a deer in headlights right now and I can't look away. Okay, I'm looking away. What was I saying? Modern sidereal astral lifestyle. I'm looking again. Advisor. Yeah, I like the A's. Modern sidereal astral lifestyle advisor. I'm so distracted. What a horrible intro. Whatever. Okay, anyway. So today's gonna be a little fun. We're gonna do some journaling. We're going to do a little exercise, and it shouldn't be too long of an episode. I still didn't figure out what we're gonna do for Thursdays, but that's okay. Like, I don't have a title. I don't have a name for it. You know how I have, like, I don't even know what I have. Trying Mayo Tuesday, which someone told me they don't like Trying Mayo Tuesday. They think it should be Throwing Mayo Thursday. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that. But then I need something for Tuesday, right? Because I didn't have anything for Thursday. So I don't know. I'll try and think of something for it. But anyways. So today is Thursday. I don't know what we're calling the segment for today, the kind, but we're going to do a little exercise. So anyways, hopefully you're not driving or doing things with your hands or your arms for that exercise. No, we're not doing a workout, I promise. Welcome to your morning mana'o. So for August 12, 2021, the mana'o is every experience I have is perfect for my growth. And it comes with an affirmation, which is I love my body. I return my body to optimal health by giving it what it needs on every level. So this one is about pain. Feeling pain in the body and observing that pain and kind of dissecting, like, why is that happening? Where is it coming from? What is it trying to teach you? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the pain, you might associate it with a particular person. And there might be some emotional healing that needs to happen in regards to that relationship sometimes, okay? So pay attention. So do the who, what, where, when, why kind of a thing. Like, who do I think of when I think about this pain? Why is this pain here? How did this pain arrive? Or maybe even like, how can I heal this pain? So you're going to think about these questions, okay? And then, you know, what is this pain teaching me, right? So make up whatever kind of questions you want. Now, when you experience that type of like discomfort, it's an opportunity for us to free ourselves, right, from that pain, from that whatever negative emotion is, right? I mean, everything is neutral. I always say negative or positive just so we know what we're talking about, okay? But anyway, so it's giving us that opportunity, right? And so in this part of the book, she shares a technique that you can try, which is visualization. So in this particular one, she's saying, you know, imagine this perfect setting where there's all these like plants or flowers or whatever that are just growing in abundance. And imagine that, you know, you can smell it and what it looks like and all of that. And just kind of like concentrate on relaxing your kino, your whole entire kino, every single muscle inside of your body. And then you're going to ask yourself those questions, right? Like the examples that she has is, how am I contributing to this problem? What is it that I need to know? What areas of my life are in need of change? And she wants us to like kind of meditate on those things and allow answers to come up. Okay. And what you're going to do is write down those answers, and you're going to choose one of the answers and create an action plan on how you're going to apply that to your life starting now. So we're going to do something kind of fun today. I don't know what I'm calling this segment for Thursday, but I don't know. If you guys have ideas, let me know. So for today, I want you guys to cross your arms right now. Just cross your arms. Right? It feels comfortable, right? That's how you always cross your arms, when you cross your arms. Now I want you to switch it. Do the opposite one. Okay? It's kind of hard, yeah, to get in that position. Feels a little uncomfortable. Feels weird, right? I challenge you to listen to this entire segment with your arms crossed like that, the opposite way that you usually do it, okay? Now, that feeling that you're feeling, that discomfort, this feels weird. I want to like undo my arms and do it the other way. That is called cognitive dissonance. Okay, that's a thing. Look it up. In Kehau language, my interpretation of what that is when your brain is like, this ain't how we normally do it, girl. Like, sis, undo your arms and do it the other way, because that's how we always do it. That's the normal way. Okay? But when you're sitting here with your arms the other way, what you're saying is, fuck the normalcy, right? Is that even the word? Normalcy. I don't even know. But fuck how we usually do shit. I'm going to do shit different, because I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. Too many of us are not about that life. Or we're particular about what aspects of our life we're going to actually get out of our comfort zone. Some of us, it's like, oh, I'll try new foods. I'll travel to different places. I'll teach myself a different language. Maybe it's like, oh, I'll work out. I will, you know, rearrange my home. I'll look into another religion or spiritual practice, right? But it's never usually like life in general, like all of the things. And I think it's a good thing to be open to that, to changing things up, to trying new things, because then you can truly use your discernment and be like, yeah, that's not really for me. But it is tricky, because sometimes we have our biases, right? See, I wanna undo my arms. Let's undo it for just a second. Okay, so feels good. Okay, put it back. Yep, put it back. You know what I noticed? I got into that position a little quicker. Interesting. So I'm still sitting here like this with the uncomfortable arms crossed. So by doing something as simple as this, this is an exercise. This is going to help you with that cognitive dissonance. I know it's just one little thing, crossing your arms. But there are so many little exercises like this that you can do with your body that will teach your brain how to get you out of your comfort zone, believe it or not. So by doing little things like this, it actually does something to your mind. It forces you to think in a different way. And you'll start seeing that you'll be more open to trying other things if you keep doing stuff like this. There's other ones. You can totally look it up online. I've done it. And so I have my kids do stuff like this. They think I'm crazy. I don't explain to them why, because I think I think it's just too much, you know, and they're going to be like, what the fuck? So I just tell them to do it. Maybe when they get older. So, you know, if they're like watching TV or whatever, I'm like, cross your arms the other way. You know, if I see them doing that. Lean on this hip instead. Oh, that feels weird. Just do it. Trust me. You know, and so they just do it. And then when they switch back, which is usually Zion, because he has a hard time listening. I say, nope, other side. But that's how you teach your kids to get comfortable with not being comfortable. This is a part of my show that I call Astro Twitter, where I spill all the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically. And today, as the Mahina rises for you, she will be Kukulu. So the moon is still in the sign of Virgo. There's no major transits or aspects that are happening today. So we're just going to be talking about the Mahina. So we already know already, yeah, with like Virgo. Yeah, I think. Wait, did we talk about that? I don't know now. Now, you know what? We'll talk about that briefly. So Kukolu, let's talk about that first. This is about unifying the three different parts of, how do I say it, of ourselves. So you have your Kauhane, your Kamanao, and your Kikino. This is your spirit or your soul, your mind, and your body, the physical body. And so today the goal is to bring harmony to those three parts of yourself. And when you can do this, it is said that it's like alignment. It's true alignment when you can bring those three things into balance. You ever know somebody who's like always in their mind, they're always thinking about things, da 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 da, or somebody who's too spiritual, too woo-woo, or somebody who's super like materialistic or something like that, but they're not very spiritual. And they don't think too much, you know, the stereotypical like blonde, right? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like they all they care about is shopping and being pretty, right? But we always kind of stereotype them as like not too smart. They're not very like spiritual, right? So that's what today or this particular Pomahina is about, is just bringing that Trinity into balance. So there's like, what's the word? It's not equality. I don't know. You know what I say? Bringing them into balance. I'm pretty sure it's very straightforward. Okay. So that is kind of like what I focus on, is uniting those three parts of ourselves. It's not very good for like stressing yourself out. You don't want to be disruptive towards others. It's like, because this is a time of balance. Like those things are very like, right? It's that is the opposite of balance. So just like kind of more flow today. So it's like you don't have to be such a stickler and put, you know, restrictions on yourself. Like, no, I gotta eat this way, and I gotta follow out. Like, try to go more with the flow, because that's what creates the harmony. Yeah. So again, that's Kukolu, which is the third of the four Ku moons. Kalamai, I had someone come to my door because I got my new planner. Okay, anyway. So, moon is in Virgo, yeah? Virgo energy, this is the Virgin in the Zodiac. And she is very concerned about perfection and responsibilities and cleanliness. It deals with our daily habits and how we are of service to other people. And it's very much linked with our hygiene, our health, and like healing. Okay, it is ruled by Mercury, which governs our mind and how we think, right, and communicate. And so, when it comes to our body, when the moon is in a particular sign, there are going to be vulnerabilities in different parts of our body based off of whatever the sign is. So Virgo is linked with the body parts of like the spleen, your abdominal organs, the colon, your small intestines, even the nails of your fingers. So these parts of your body will be vulnerable. Oh, and the nails on your toes too. I know it sounds really weird, but that's what it is. I would say the main kind is the colon, the spleen, and the abdominal area, even the small intestines. Okay, so if you're noticing today, like, oh, you get diarrhea, or your stomach's makin' sore, like, It's probably because you ate something that like didn't really agree with you today, because, and it could be something that you ate last week or whatever, but it's because those parts of your body are more vulnerable to today, when the moon is in that particular sign, okay, if that makes sense. Now Virgo is a time where it's like, I don't know, so a lot of the times when the moon is in Virgo, I feel like I just want to get my shit together, like dust. I want to clean things, but remember, today is about flow, you know? So if you don't feel called to organize and clean and all this stuff and make your room pristine and you're like, oh, I just don't have the money for that, don't do it. But if you do, like, do it. If you feel like, oh, I want to do my planner and I want to be organized and I want to make a to-do list and I'm going to actually use my whiteboard calendar. Am I talking about myself? Yes, I am. Like, whatever it is to get your shit together, that's what you need to do today, okay? And if that means I feel like getting my health in order so that I can be of better service to my children or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, handle that Kuleana today. You know what I'm saying? Because this is when you're going to, your mind is going to be in the right place to do those things. So fuck a Monday. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't need to wait for a Monday. You don't need to wait for the new year. Like, do it today if that's your flow. And one thing about Virgo sometimes is they don't really like to go with the flow. They're kind of controlling. And their opposite sign is Pisces. And that is because it is complementary to Virgo, because it teaches flow. So that's when you know that you have a Virgo, or that you are a Virgo, or that person is a Virgo who's kind of like a matured Virgo, I guess you could say, or a Virgo who's mastered that energy, because that's what we're really here to do, is just learn and master these different energies, right? Is they'll be more of a go with the flow kind of energy. And it's not like they're sitting there judging you with their judgy eyes and how you're like eating or whatever. Because I mean, but keep in mind, nobody can beat up a Virgo like a Virgo. Okay. So just as much as they're judging others, they are even harder and judge themselves, I promise. So, you know, try not to take it personal. I'm laughing because I have a son who's a Virgo rising. He's 18. Anyway, but I'm over here going to want to talk more about that, but never mind. I don't. But they are very nitpicky and they can be very critical, because they're perfectionists. They like organization and they like things to be orderly. And so you, even if you're not a Virgo, you might be feeling like that today too. You might be nitpicking at your husband. You might be pissed at your kids because you cleaned your house. You went with that flow of like, oh, I want to clean my house. And then they go and fuck it all up. Okay. I know I shouldn't be laughing. But you know, that's the energy today, okay? Or maybe someone in your life is gonna be like, why aren't you doing da 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 da? Like, your husband's gonna come home from work and see like you're just chilling. Like, what? Just say spiritual kind things. They told me it's okay. Go with the flow. Never mind, don't blame me, bitch. So that is what I got for you guys. Yeah. So no major aspects today, no major transits happening. It's pretty chill, honestly. So enjoy that right now. So, okay, let's see, where do I start? So, you know, this weekend, right, I deactivate Metakine, right, the account. And I also deactivated some other social media platforms and just like apps and stuff. Like, I did a whole like purging thing because I kind of want to streamline things, you know. And so I don't have all kinds of stuff. So like, I got rid of my coffee, which was where I was getting like donations for the community for Mother Earth, so that people aren't still sending me money for that when the service is gone. So I got rid of that. I got rid of my Facebook, because also on there, you know, I just see people talking about politics and the hokey pokey and you know, the other one, the C word. So it's like, I don't want to hear about the Rona. I don't want to hear about the hokey pokey, and I'm sick of politics already. Okay, I'm over it. And like, it's 2021, fucking election is over. Like, can we stop? And it's okay. Like, every once in a while, you know, you share your opinion. Like, I don't care which opinion you get. That's okay. But if that's all it is, like, that's your brand? no girl, like, or guy, I no can, like, olihiki, like, I'm sure you're a great person, but I no, like, I'm not subscribing, you know what I'm saying? So, I figure it'd be just easier if I just, like, deactivate that account and then, like, make a new one. Because honestly, I don't use Facebook in the same way that I used to use Facebook. It was really, before, you know, that's where I would have only, like, my family and, like, I would post my kids and, like, stuff like that. But nowadays, I just kind of, like, don't really post too much about my kids, like, anywhere, honestly. And, excuse me. And if I did, it would probably be on Instagram, you know? So I, you know, with this time around, it's more for my business stuff. So I'm really open to adding anybody, even if we aren't real life friends or family. So if that's you and you're not going to talk about those things all the time, like, you can add me, facebook.com/laauhine, L-A-A-U-H-I-N-E. I don't know if there's an easier way to find me if you're, like, for on the app. Like, maybe you just put K-Hao Paolo, I think, and I should pop up. But anyway, so, yeah, I did create a Facebook, but it's just for my Beachbody business. Because on Monday, when I was supposed to go to my business call, and I was like, I'm just not going to go to my business calls anymore. Like, that's okay. I'll free up my fucking Monday mornings. I felt so lost or so. It was weird. It felt really weird. And I was like, bruh, I need those. Like, I need those calls. and it's not like a Zoom link that you go to. It's like on a Facebook page. And so I was like, fuck. Because they do like a Facebook Live or something. And I was like, damn. If they have a Zoom, I'm fucking deleting Facebook. I'm gonna get rid of it because I only made it just to watch those damn videos or go to those lives. But anyways, so there's that. But I was talking to a good friend of mine. His name is Kavika Drummond, and he was a pretty popular bodyboarder, like, in the 90s or something back home. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's like Child of the Free World, I think, on Instagram. But yesterday, he doesn't get on Instagram very much. Like, if I ever have to tell him something, I gotta text him, or it's just, he's not gonna see it for weeks. But he got on Instagram live yesterday. I actually missed it and I was kind of bummed. But he was talking about Lomi. So I wanted to share this with you guys because they're gonna be out North Shore side. He's actually learning. He's been doing this for about a year and a half, and it's Hawaiian Lomi. But somewhere, I think he said Mokulea or something. I don't know. Go watch his live, okay, if you're really interested. But, and I don't know if there's a cost or whatever. But if you are, like, really interested, DM me on Instagram and give me your telephone number. Because I will forward it to him so that he can contact you and you can make an appointment. Either for this Friday or maybe the next. I think it's every Friday they do this. But he was sharing, like, testimonials from other people. Or, like, I guess his experience with, like, the people that he worked on or whatever, or, like, somebody else did in their group, and what their experience was, that, like, with healing and stuff. And so he was talking about, you know, how we store a lot of emotional trauma in our bodies, and that's what creates the discomfort and the pain in our bodies. And I thought, wow, that's so crazy that he's talking about that. And then today's Morning Mana'o in the book, right? It was, like, very similar. So interesting. And then also what I had planned to talk about for Thursday with the crossing the arms thing, with the exercise, like, right? It's kind of the same thing. So anyway, it always works out that way. It's so crazy. But so yeah, he was talking about that, and it was really, really interesting. And see, I heard about this kind of stuff and learned about it through traditional Chinese medicine. So just hearing it from the Hawaiian perspective, I don't know. I like that kind of stuff, like putting the pieces together, you know, how different cultures have, like, similar thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's similarities, you know, in whatever, in the practices and all this stuff with spirituality. It's so cool. Even with, like, gods and shit, I love doing that. Like, compare, like, okay, so who's cool in Greek mythology? You know, I don't know. I'm a fucking weirdo, maybe. But anyway, so he was talking about that. So if you're interested, tomorrow, DM me and make sure you give me your phone number so that he can text you. Or I don't know, he might call. I don't know. But anyway, okay, so there's that. And if you want to check out his vibe, definitely go check out his Instagram. He is the most compassionate. Like, he fucking cried on there, okay? And he's a big dude, like, not like fat boy. Like, he's a tall guy. Like, he's a Yeah, and he's a surfer. Like, he does foiling. I don't know, whatever, if you know what that is. But I only know because of him. But anyway, go check out his vibe. Super, super loving. Just, yeah, one of the most amazing human beings that I ever, yeah. Oh, you want to hear something really cool? So, Human Design. Have you ever heard of Human Design? If you haven't had a Human Design reading before, please go get one. My girlfriend Drea does them. You can find her on Instagram at Island Goddess. EYELANDGODDESS. She is the goddess guru of Human Design. Okay. But anyway, it pretty much shows you a map of the energy centers on your body. And in each of these energy centers, like, we can generate mana. And in some of them, we don't generate mana. And so when you connect with other people, some of them generate mana in those ones that are empty for you. And so you guys can complete each other's charts. And Kavika is one of those people that completes my chart. My husband, I think we have one that's actually empty for both of us, so we don't have a complete chart. My oldest son and I, we complete each other's charts. And I'm thinking my youngest son, but I can't remember actually right now, but it doesn't matter. But Kavika is one of the few friends that I have that actually complete my chart, or and we complete each other's charts. So that means that if you guys come together and collaborate in some way, you guys can manifest like some crazy cool shit, like magic. But anyways, yeah, so that's Kavika. But here's the thing. So I was telling him that, you know, like, I retired the account and all that kind of stuff, and he was like, "What? No way. Like, that was epic, you know?" Like, and I mean, I just love him, like, for just being so supportive, you know, of what I do. But anyway, because I don't think it's epic, you know, it's just this thing that I was doing, you know, it's kind of fun. But his suggestion was, maybe just get back on when you have the energy and start unfollowing everybody, and just explain to, like, you're going to unfollow everybody. It's nothing personal. It's just that this account is going to now be an output account. So, you know, turn off your DMs so nobody can DM you about stuff. Like, even if you want, like, get rid of the comments, you know, whatever, because it's just to put out the content, you know, or whatever. Put out the tit of Proverbs. Yeah. So I was like, huh. Maybe. So I'm going to wait until October and see how I feel, because I am small kind trying to rebrand my personal account to be not the new Mother Earth, but, you know, to be that. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, I'll get into that, what I was just thought about, because, like, I want to kind of do, like, my planning stuff, my workout stuff, you know, like the Olekino kind, you know, the online Olekino coach, and then, like, do my astro lifestyle advisor stuff, you know, so I talk about the full moon or whatever, and, like, planner things with the cash envelopes, because that's kind of, like, the same thing, and then my little quotes, you know, like, Mana'o mentor kind, you know, whatever. So today I shouldn't be laughing. Today I made a post on my personal account, and I said, I'm trying to go find it. I said, people ask how I so fearless and motivated. Bruh, I not. I just know it till I feel 100 for start. Feel the fear, do them anyways. Because I get that so much. Like, so many people are like, how are you so motivated? Like, bitch, I'm not. I really am not. Like, I wake up sometimes and I'm like, fuck, I gotta work out. That's where liquid mana. That's the kind of pre-workout. I just chug them, you know, or drink, put the powder, throw some water in my mouth, and I need them real crip kind. Like, that's what I do, and the thing will get you all fucking the kind, and you're ready for go. And that's my motivation, honestly. My trainer, he calls it hustle juice, because that's what it does. It make you wanna the kind, do the work. And then, like, as far as, like, being fearless, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? You guys have no idea, like, how afraid I am all the freaking time. But I'm just a doer. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm scared, but, like, okay, I'm just gonna go do it anyway, like, whatever. And that's just how I operate. Like, that's how I do things. But I mean, it's not like that all the time. There have been times where I'm like depressed or whatever, right? And I'm like, no, I don't want to do anything. I mean, and sometimes, you know, that means something. Sometimes it's our body talking to us, you know? And you just have to learn how to discern. You have to use your discernment to be like, am I being fucking lazy and getting in my way, being, you know, self-sabotaging, or do I really need to rest, you know, or do I really need to pull back? You get what I'm saying? So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay, yeah. So I made that post and somebody freaking DMs me, like, from a fake account, okay, clearly, because no picture or whatever, and they're like, no followers, like, they created the account just to talk shit, and they were like, hold on, I'm gonna read it to you word for word, okay? So funny. Oh, here it is. They said, why are you trying for beat a new Mother Earth? Get a life. And they spelt Mother Earth. No H, just the T. I thought that was so funny. And I didn't even respond to them. I just, oh my God, that was so freaking funny. That was so freaking funny. But, you know, it's okay. Whatever. You can be mad at me. Yeah, I tried for beat a new Mother Earth. Okay, I'm done. I'm not making fun of them. It's just funny. Anyway, all right. So that's the episode. That's what I got for you guys. Mahalo for being my therapist and letting me talk about all the things that I have no one to talk to about. So what did I learn from this episode? I think it's like, get uncomfortable. Yeah. Because, you know, Virgos, like, they don't really like to get uncomfortable, right? Because then they kind of feel like they lose that sense of control and perfection, you know? And then we talked about that with the exercise we did with crossing our arms, right? And how the other way was, like, very uncomfortable. It felt weird. And then we also opened up with our morning mana'o of, like, what is the pain? What is the discomfort teaching us, right? So I think that's, to me, what I'm taking away from this is like learning how to be okay with the discomfort. I gotta find a pigeon way to say that, and then that will be the title. But as of right now, I don't know. But I'm sure it'll come to me because I'm totally going at the flow. It's like 2:22 right now. Wow, 2:22. I keep seeing 2:22. And I still never shower. Yeah, I'm totally going with the flow. I was supposed to go grocery store today, but I still never go. I've just been chilling, you guys, like, for real. Like, just whatever. I don't know. Yeah, okay. I still have all my weights out. My workout mat is still on the ground. I left dishes in the sink. I never wiped the dining table. But it's okay. That's okay. And then all the rubbish from opening up my planner is all over the place, all over my desk. It looks great. Yeah. Anyway, but I'm just like, whatever. Whatever. Spiritual canteen said so. Never mind, I did not say that. Anyway, but it is, let's see. I just couldn't brainstorm it right now. Find comfort in the discomfort. Yes, I never just say that. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your hualoha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and kanakabootycall.com.